This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. Are we holding with the second? I think we're holding with the second paragraph, right? By Perakamet
Brachos? Perakamet
Brachos. Okay, good. Omer Pchia Mishmei De'ula, Godel Hanene Migia Kapa Yosim Yoy Shamayim. So he says that God l'anenem migei kapei yisimei shamayim, which is strange, kind of a very, very strange shaychus anyway, as if there's some sort of contradiction or some issue. But he says, what's the raya? The ilu b'nenem migei kapei yisiv ashrecha v'toivloch. Ashrecha b'olam hazo toivloch olam haba. So somebody's nenem migei kapayim has two separate brachas. There's an ashrecha olam hazo, and as a tovloch olam haba, v'ilu b'yirei shemayim k'siv asher ishri Hashem adkan. B'yirei shemayim it only says asher ishri Hashem. So it says v'lo menema b'misha nene megia kapa ashrecha b'olam hazo tovloch olam haba. Why is it like that? In other words, what are the two inyonim that one is ashrecha b'olam hazo tovloch olam haba? Upirish dov azeh ki anene megia kapa she maisi yodov. V'daylo b'meshesh loy v'zeh midas heistapkus. Kim loy mistapik mi atzmer loy nene migia kapay ki yachaset tamid. Moshe omer al oisem shenem latis ba'oishe. Okay, so let's first of all describe a little bit what's going into this answer. First of all, when we speak about the gi kapayim versus yirei shemayim, we're talking on a few different levels, and a Yirei Shemayim is somebody who sees it, who sees that everything is coming min Hashemayim, which is wonderful. So Yirei Shemayim is somebody that sees and understands that everything comes from Hashem, and that's a very good madrega. A Yigi Kapayim sees it as coming from himself. Meaning, let's look at the picture. A person who comes, who's Yirei Shemayim, says, I'm missing X, Y, and Z. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to me, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to me, then he knows what he's doing, and that's all for the best, and so on and so forth. A Yigi Kapayim means that he says, whatever I have is that which I need. So it's one step further, really, than Yirei Shemayim. It means that a person who's a quote-unquote self-made man, and, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's down the picture, is certainly not an Ishmaela. We're not coming to Mishabeach that person. We are coming to Mishabeach the person whose own sense of things is that everything is really within himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put it in myself, and therefore it's going to I don't need anything that comes from the outside. So it's certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in me, and I just need to develop it properly. That's called, he says, Midas Heistapkus. Midas Heistapkus doesn't mean making do with a little. Midas Estapkus means making do with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sipek tzorcheinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given us the needs that we have, the needs that have already been taken care of. So it's a very, very different midah, that midah. And that's what we're talking about of a nene gi kapo. So he says, "Al kshunene mi gear kapov mistapik bevadik beatzma beine chasim." With neze nemol of asher b'om hazav b'om haba, kila adam k'moizev roylov hametzius b'yoisa neishu bria b'lichisar. Shekolash einem mistapik beatzmoi, hu moire al bria chaser v'amid hametzius einem mistapik beatzma v'chasim. So he says, if something is not independent, if something cannot survive within itself, then it's not that it's really a bria chasera. It's not something that you can say has a real metzias. When we term HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ultimate metzias of Havaya, we describe it, and the Rambam describes it in terms of self-sufficiency. The Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, when he's trying to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality, the only metzias, his in Halacha Beis, his description of that state is that were the entire world to disappear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not in any way be diminished by it. And the flip side is, were HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappeared, nothing else would exist, period. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally self-sufficient. He is not dependent on anything outside. That's a real metzias. Something which is dependent on something else is not a real metzias. Children are called in the Lashon HaPasuk are called taf, because Milashon Tafel, they sort of are adjuncts. They don't have what it takes to survive on their own. Gadol b'samach hashocha aviv is called a katan, because again he cannot survive on his own. So the metzias of something which can survive on its own is more of a chiyus. Let's give another example in the physical world. What is called a living entity? So down to bacteria, hakol moedim, it's living. A virus presents a problem, because a virus engages in basically all the activities one would consider as defining life, except, and this is the critical piece, it doesn't survive on its own. It needs to be part of another living organism. As opposed to a carnivorous animal, a lion lives by himself. It just every so often needs a meal and he needs to latch onto some other animal. But he will still be alive for quite a while. He has a gas tank that has to be filled. But a virus only works when it's plugged in. So only when it's part of a living entity does it come to life. And that's why it's very not clear if that should be considered a form of a living being or not a living being. So at any rate, the definition of something living, something existing in a full sense of the word, of avaya, is a certain a self-sufficiency. By the way, it's interesting. The Ramchal on Derech Hashem writes that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the entire system of Torah and mitzvahs and reward and so on was so that we in turn become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that we earn our own existence by the fact that it is our own mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs that enable us, that give us the merit to live, means in some small degree, in some perspective, we are self-sufficient. That's the metzias of being of having the world of bechira and Torah mitzvahs, etc. So it says like this: So for this person, his metzias in olam hazeh, in itself, with is something that is a viable mitzvah. For the person who sees everything come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba are really one and the same. I am told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two phases. For somebody who is Nene Migei Kapov, Olam Hazeh, in his stay in Olam Hazeh, is understood, is perceived as being self-justified. Uklala Dava. So the Yirei Shemayim, whose focus is on that which he is missing, so his perception is the person who is not a shalim. So it's very interesting. Both these people look at themselves. The Gika Payim focuses on that which he has to accomplish, that which he has in himself to accomplish. The Yirei Shemayim focuses on that which he's lacking, and this obviously we're talking about Ruchnius and so on, and there is an advantage to the one who is the Gei Kapayim person. Klala Dabe, Kasha Hu Beria Shein Chaser Batzen Yechasa L'Mazam Haba Yeshmaim Nesh Yosais, so on. Vize Af Ki Yesh Nir Yeshmaim Gav Ki Yeshchar Bo L'Mazam Haba. Sun Yeshmaim Eschar L'Mazam Haba. You know, let's not make any mistakes. But it's really one and the same. In other words, he has a mitzias na olam haba because olam haba is because we have a mitzias. He has a mitzias na olam haza because he's a yigi kapayim. Ubezeish te ikka vetsam olam haza b'shleimus. So he adds another point. If I'm telling you that the person has Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba to its fullest, then each one is a separate entity. I can't put it together. Masha Ein Kein, if I don't have it to its fullest, I can put it together. Let's illustrate what I mean. If a person goes out, if our topic of conversation is you're living alone. Where do you eat? Where do you eat supper? And your response is, you know, there's a whole bunch of restaurants downstairs. There's a Chinese restaurant. There's a Japanese restaurant. There's an Italian restaurant. You know, there are plenty of places where I can get food and so on and so forth. So, in that answer, I can include all the different restaurants that are downstairs, and it makes a lot of sense. If I ask you, describe to me, the extraordinary nuances of a fine restaurant. So, you're going to say, well, there are two that I can think of. Let me describe to you the Italian restaurant. Now, let me describe to you what's unique about Chinese food. I can't put them together, because I'm not talking about eating. I'm talking about a particular entity. For the person who is on the lower darga, the nesina and olam hazeh and olam haba is fairly alike. You know, it's all about getting what you need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that. For a person who's on a higher darga, the etzem, the panemius of it, the schar of Olam Hazeh as Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba as Olam Haba are different. The person who is not the Yegi Kapayim doesn't have the deher of the Pnim of Olam Hazeh. He just has a general sense of schar. I'm doing right. I bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no difference in this world and the world to come. It's all a schar of Olam Haba. Masha Einkein, the person who does have that sense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has that sense of being Yigei Kapayim, means I am mining Olam Haza for what it has to offer, and therefore it is different and it's Mechulakim. So certainly he doesn't have the Ikar Olam Haza and Ikar Olam Haba. He just sees them both as, you know, gifts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he goes back, and how come he uses a different lashon of Ashrecha v'olam hazeh to v'olam haba? So he says that the word Ashrecha means, I mean, it's translated, the word actually is translated as fortunate. It's not really a good translation in this sense. Aral many times gives the following translation. Ashrecha means it is something which is validated. Like, the word Ashrata Dedaini means a kiyum shtar, a validation of a shtar. If Marin Evrit, Ishur is a pass, a validation, and Le Asher is to validate, to approve. So he says, so Ashrei is something, is a lotion of strengthening something and sort of saying, yes, it is good. It means as follows. When you need to validate a document, there are two implied things with that. One is, it's a type of document or situation that can be forged. Two, that this happens to be good. So in Olam Hazeh, where things can go awry and things can go wrong, when it's good, that's called Asher. The Tov is Niskayim over there. Masha'in Kane in Olam Haba, it's just pure Tov. It's not remedial in any sense of the word. There's nothing strengthening or anything. It's just Ashrecha. It's just Tov Lecha. And Masha'in Kane in the Yirei Shemayim, we use the term Ashrecha in the sense of just a generic term for them both. The fact that we don't distinguish, I guess, means that there's no special no significant difference, and it's all called Asher. Why isn't it all called Tov? I'm not sure. But in the Yegi Kapayim, where we're trying to make an effort to express the distinction, here we say that in this world it's the Ashrecha, because at the end of the day, it's sort of when a person is working and producing, it is a confirmation of the self. I'm doing enough Torah mitzvahs to support myself, to validate my existence. So the Tov is called Ashrei, and in Olam Haba, where the Tov stands by itself, it's called Tov. That's the end of his first point about it. And now he picks up and he says the second point. The Gam Teida, Kizeh Etzem Olam Haba. Really, this is what Olam Haba is all about. Ki Ein Olam Haba Rak She'ein Mekabim Zulasei. Olam Haba means he doesn't receive from anyone else. Ki hisbaya pamim harbe ki ein mekabu rak achayme. Ve'ilu b'olam haba shalom gashra ein mekabu shalom. So, since in this world, since Nitzina is always shaykh to chayme, we've spoken about this, so in Olam Haba there's no mokum, for the kicha. So Olam Haba there's no mokum for the kicha. The person has to be a Chomri is something which absorbs Surah on it and so on. Olam Haba there is no such mitzvah of a makabel. It's you either are it or you're not it. Vamistapik batsmoy. So it's like Moshlama Davadoima. In this world, you can take pieces of wood and make them into triangles and circles and so on. And the world to come, they are what they are. There's a frozenness to it, and it is exactly what it is. It's not mekabel any tzura. Ulefikoch olav nema shrech v'olam hazatov v'olam haba ki yesh le midah v'olam haba. He has a midah itself that is royu for olam haba. It's a certain more ruchnistic midah. The midah of absorbing is an olam hazatik midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, and we absorb it all. We're not real noisim. We're noisim in a certain context, but not in the ultimate context. He says a deeper point that a person who's nenem gei kapov could bring him to Avos Hashem. So if a person is nene migir kapayim, so first he says, if you give somebody a matana that the person likes, you certainly will very much like the person that gave you that matana. So he says like this, the person who is a nene miyigir kapov, so the word he's now focusing on the word nene. In other words, that the person himself, I don't know the right word to say, enjoys the fact or thrives on the fact that he lives on his own. So it means the person perceives his life positively. The person who is not a nene gei kapov, so he's jealous of the other and feels he doesn't have what the other has, or thinks he has. So now I'm an unhappy camper, and I can't not say that the media that suffuses me is Ava. I have a negative impact. I'm Matzdego Sadin. I don't have what X has, I don't have what Y has, I don't have what Z has, and so on. If, however, I understand on the other hand, if I see the shlemus within myself, what am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be what I think is me, really. Then I'll be very happy with that. And if I'm be very happy with that, a positive person's attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is positive. If my life is filled with simcha and I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I am, then my relationship is one of Ava. If I have a wretched life and I believe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I may be Matzik or Sadin, but it's not going to go on Ava, it's Nira. I'm going to say to myself, oh my gosh, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can move mountains, break hills, and whatever it is, and I need to do what's right because who knows what, and so on and so forth. There's no Ava coming from there. And since Ava is a Haidag in Nira, he wouldn't have it. So he's saying here a really, really fascinating thing. And this is, by the way, I guess we'll go off tangent, a drop off topic, a drop. But one of the reasons why, if you mechanech children very strictly, too strictly would be the right word for it, because it could be very different matregis that are appropriate. But let's say a person makes it, if the kid, if a child is generally in a mode of being castigated and whatever it is, and associated and all sorts of things like that, that's what the kid is normally doing, is what's happening to him. the bitterness and the pain that he feels at getting the the chewed out or whatever it is, he will express it in terms of negativity to Zekad Shparhu. He will say to himself, well, it's Hashem who said you must sit and learn. It's Hashem who gave me a brain with an IQ of 80. And it's Hashem who's trying to push me to learn all day when I can't do it. So at that stage, there's only bitterness. And he may acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best, or what can you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tough guy, and I guess I can't help it, and so on. That's usually counterproductive. If there is a bitterness, upset, humiliation, hatred associated with the Yiddishkeit, then it's all going to end up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lap, so to speak. He's the one who's going to suffer from it, because at the end of the day, his feelings are going to be against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person whose life is a happy life, the person says, Baruch Hashem, I've been able to accomplish what I've set out to accomplish, what I want to accomplish, and thank God. So then his feeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of Ahava. If a person does it because what can you do? This HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands, and we have no choice, and so on and so forth. That's not going, so that will be molded Yira, which is fine, but it's certainly not the Dag of Ahava. So so a person will Misha Oyev Nenem Gikapi Efshishle Yav Hashem Yispar Kachos. Of course, there's Nena from it. It certainly is. It certainly expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, by the way, is one of the reasons why it's important when you're looking for a yeshiva to send a child to. Happiness, wherever it is that he is paramount in importance, because the happiness that he has there will express itself in the happiness towards everything. A positive person sees everything positive, and his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be positive. If he's negative, if there's a lot of hurt or pain or whatever it is, then that's what he'll think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Okay, Valzene Amar Godla Nene Migir Kapoy Mishesh Lamidas Ava Min Yira Lefishesh Lamidas Ava Min Yoresh Mayim Shein Lark Midas Ayira. So he says the gadol of the Yirei Shemayim is that he's that he has the mid of Ava, which is bigger than the mid of Yira, which the other one has. Okay, so the mahalach that he says over here is that Yigika Payim is a midah that is extremely rare in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, we be'etzim are sort of takers, so to speak. That's who we are. This midah would be, I guess, it's a midah that I guess sort of approximates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I don't know, say it a little differently. It's a midah that reflects a core value of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of his status, meaning you are self-contained, you don't need anything to validate you. So for the person who is in terms of tchunas and nefesh midas, a person who is constantly looking outside of his dalalus, he's looking to see in every area, how does the wealthier half live, what are the big masmidim learning, and so on. That person, he's a real nut. He's got a problem. He's a real nut. Sameach b'chalkai. And then, but the person who has the sense of it, that listen, this is me, and this is the best I could do, and therefore it's very good. That person has simcha and simcha chaim, and his attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much the same kind.
Question: how does that fit in with Haloimed Mikol Adam?
Well, Loimed Mikol Adam means not that I wish I were him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like I have to look for a Rebbe to learn from, the self-sufficiency means that when I do what I'm doing, whatever comes out, if I learn the Yigiyah and I do what I'm supposed to do, I will attain the knowledge and understanding that I'm supposed to. The fact that I don't have a great head, the fact that I had a late start, the fact, whatever it is, that's not going to make, that's so fine. This is what I came into the world with. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for me, and I'm fine with it. The learning curriculum is part of that process. Just like I came to Simon Bechalk and say, well, I don't have tefillin. The learning curriculum says every person has what to teach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu populated the world with beings that express some part of it, and part of what I can attain is by going around learning from everyone. But when you go and you look at somebody and say, oh, this guy, he remembers something, he has photographed memory after once, and that's terrible, why can't I be like that, and so on, that person is not mistapik b'muat. He's not self-sufficient. His needs are the needs of the other. It's not that he's using his it's not that he's using his abilities to develop his abilities. So the same thing, let's take his parnasa. I plow my fields, I do what the responsible people do, whatever comes, I'm happy with it. But I don't sit back and just let it not do anything. Whatever it is that I can do, I'm a chuyif to do. But that it's measured, if I feel that I really learned well this week, and I only boosted my learning by X percent because I'm slow or I have teared or whatever it is, I should be as sameach with that as the person who aced it and did who knows what. But that's all mikreach that Lord HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from each one of us, is independent of the other person. There's no place where they come together, really. And therefore, this is my chelik, this is your chelik, this is his chelik. And maybe my chelik is to study under great difficulties and know a little less, or know little, and this other person's job is to learn a phenomenal amount, and he has what's needed for it. There's no way in which I could possibly know that. So learning from others is part of the activity. It's part of the activity of learning. And I guess what you say is also almost paradoxical. I say I don't know everything, I need to learn from him. But that mice of learning from him, and whatever, however it'll help me, that goes into what my ability to learn are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me X brains, Y rebeim, Z chaverim, and it's my job to make use of it. Okay, so he says, let's see one more piece here. Midas zois, he midas his status. Or yemiyuchad ba'avram, shalom midas his status. So roitza l'kabla shum dova, afke roila l'kabla, kashitza amlochem, shem mechuta tzirknal, yemen kol ha'shrucha. So Avraham Avinu is a sort of paradigm of Histapkus. The fact that he told the Anshei Sodom that he doesn't care to take anything from them and so on, except for Advar Shech Manorim and so on. So it's just like this. It's not only Avram b'mikra. It's something that is kosher to Avram as the beginning of Israel. If Avram, if the Avram is the starting point, Avram is the nekuda where everything goes out. If it's dependent, it's not the first nekuda, because that's dependent on something else. If I say I have a new proof for X, Y, Z, if I need to use some of the old formulas, it's not new anymore. I'm actually using someone else's. I'm adding to it, but I can't see myself as a clean break, as a schola chadasha. In Avraham Avinu, the Rambam says that it says when he was 3 years old, he started to discard about his Zara. Hashem Baruch Hu revealed himself to him at 3, whatever. So the what's unique about the number 3 is that was the time when children were nigmal from their mothers. So at the age of 3, when so the Rambam says that this Esel Zeryam he said until he was nigmal, because as long as he was attached to his parents, he couldn't become his chachos. He couldn't become the beginner of something. He could have become a better version, could have become a very big tzaddik, wonderful things, but Avram really is the beginning. Avram doesn't have a father in terms of our remembering. We don't remember Zayde Terach. Zayde Terach is gone. We remember Zayde Avram. Avram starts from Avram. The mida that's crucial to being that way is the mida of istapos. It's very interesting. I think I might have said it last time. The Breuer has a sefer called Nachliel, where he describes his shittas and so on. And he wasn't a member of Aguda until he came back to Israel, and then he had out and he made Pai and so on. But he has a very, very strong argument to the people of the Eid Achredis. And he says, you fellows claim that you want to be independent, and that to be independent is the most valuable asset in the face of the Zionists who are trying to make you not firm and so on and so forth. He said, and you're saying it's like my grandfather who wanted to be independent of the other community. He said, pray tell me in what way are you independent? Yes, you have your own shechita and you have your own Beis HaKvaris, but that's it. If you need a doctor, you need to run to them. If you need an engineer, you need to go to them. Your life is the most dependent life. We, the Shittar and the Cheretz, can be potentially independent. We can have our own society and be independent. Avraham Avinu had to be a mistatik b'mur, meaning totally self-sufficient, and therefore he did not want to take from Stone and so on, because it would have compromised his ability to bring about a new chiddush in the world, to bring about a muna. So long as he's dependent on something, then he's not Avraham Avinu. So that's why he was so careful not to accept Nechut HaTzrichnal, because he did not want to have this problem.
So just on that point, but it was his. He was coefficient with it. He conquered it. It was his.
But you see, as far as the Rechush goes, the idea that it's you're right, it's a high madrega. It's technically his, but people would say, okay, you know, at the end of the day, what you have is because you couldn't live on what you made yourself. Even in having yourself, there's a difference in madrega if you produced it yourself, that it's really come from inside, or if you're kevishit, which is also makes it yours, but it's of a different nature in terms of the level of being self. Okay. So, good Shabbos.
Same time next week, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay, have a good Shabbos. Bye.